With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. After more than 5 years of meticulous restoration at the Kalamazoo Air Zoo, a restored World War II dive bomber that crashed into Lake Michigan during World War II is heading to a new home. The Douglas SBD Dauntless will be on display at the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum in Hawaii. Earlier this month, it was celebrated at a family reunion. WMUK's Leona Larson was at the Air Zoo with the relatives of the last pilot who flew the plane.
On a cold day in February 1944, a young Navy lieutenant on a training mission crashed his plane into Lake Michigan when it lost power. 65 years later, a man in Florida was getting ready for a morning jog when a meeting with a stranger uncovered part of his family's history.
He asked me my name, and he said, "Lendo, I've heard that name before. As a matter of fact, I saw your plane on television." And I said, "Excuse me? I don't know what you're talking about." And he said a plane was just salvaged from Lake Michigan, and the last pilot to fly that plane was Lieutenant John Lendo.
That's how Arthur John Lendo first heard about it.
Neither my brother or I ever had the privilege of knowing my Uncle John. Like so many Americans of my baby boomer generation, I was named after family members who served so heroically in World War II.
Art's uncle survived the Lake Michigan crash only to be killed in action 10 months later on a combat mission over the Philippines. As modern commercial airplanes took off, Lieutenant John Lendo's nephews, Art and Kevin, along with other relatives, gathered recently near his fully restored plane in Kalamazoo. Art's brother, Kevin, got special permission to climb into the cockpit, the first person to do so since his uncle's crash in 1944.
My brother saw the plane for the first time today. It was a very emotional moment for him.
They were there to celebrate the young pilot's life and the people who helped restore his plane. Air Zoo director Troy Thrash says the museum is unique because the restoration itself is a public exhibit. It's one of the reasons why the Navy moved this important restoration to Kalamazoo.
Many organizations will restore an airplane by taking it and putting it in a building where nobody gets to see what's going on. And we said, we want to restore these aircraft right on our exhibit floor. And, oh, by the way, we're going to invite our community to work side by side with our restoration volunteers.
A core crew of 75 volunteers and two staff members worked with hundreds of community volunteers. Because of the pandemic, it took over 40,000 hours of work over 5 years by more than 1,500 people to finish the project. Even the pilot's nephew, Art Lendo, volunteered.
It was an incredibly wonderful, hands-on, get some grease on your fingers kind of experience.
How did the plane end up at the bottom of Lake Michigan? Thrash says the Navy converted two Michigan ferries into miniature aircraft carriers to help train 17,000 pilots to land at sea. More than 100 planes were lost in crashes between 1942 and 1944. Thrash says the Navy salvaged Lendo's bomber because only 14 of that type were built. It served at Pearl Harbor and was damaged during the Battle of the Coral Sea in the South Pacific. Volunteer Wayne Dabrowski says that's how it ended up being used for training.
So it was no longer combat worthy. Since it was still flyable, that's when they transferred it as a trainer over in Glenview, Illinois. And from there, that's how it ended up in Lake Michigan.
Dabrowski is looking forward to the next project, but admits he's sad to see the dive bomber go.
Probably feel worse than when all three of my daughters left and went to college. Kind of get an attachment to it. It's become kind of a personal part of you. The love of my daughters was definitely better than, you know, this, but here goes a piece of me again.
After 5 years, the Lendos say they consider the Air Zoo family, and John Lendo's namesake has found a deeper purpose in the work that was done here.
This aircraft, it's been our opportunity to tell a story about generations of Americans. In other words, the Lendo family is really an American story.
For WMUK, I'm Leona Larson.